Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
There is a queer angle to every issue, and we will find it. Don't expect us to be nice. Don't expect it to be safe. And don't expect us to be politically correct. Nothing is sacred. We find the queer, profane, and cringeworthy wherever we can, here on Joy 94.9. Is nothing sacred? There's something
evolving. Hello, you are on Joy 94.9. You are on Is Nothing Sacred. It's 1 minute past 10 and we have a very full studio for Joy's 21st birthday. It's very, very exciting.
Happy birthday to Joy.
To Joy.
To Joy, certainly. I'm so glad that we're turning 21. Finally. Oh, no, wait. I can't rent a car yet.
No, you can't because the premiums are too high. Oh. In 4 years, you can rent a car.
Yay!
But you can drive and drink, preferably not at the same time.
No. We do not condone that. Be sensible. Be sensible with your... Drink responsibly, children. Have a good time. And is Patrick here as well as my beautiful James, who I'm sitting right next to?
Hello, hello.
He's like that Ken doll that I always played with when I was a boy. I wondered what those feelings were, but now I know.
We also have in the studio tonight, we've got quite a busy show, of course, for our 21st birthday. So in the studio right now, we have Oslam and Kylie. Hello.
Hello, guys.
So you might know Oslam already because she is, of course, the wonderful host of Pets Aloud.
Thank you very much for that introduction. Yeah, no, it's actually really strange being here on a Monday night at this time where I'm usually tucked away in bed. But no, it's quite nice.
Thank you so much. And that means that we can get a new slot later.
Do you... Were you signaling a sound effect? Is that
no?
Do you guys have those here?
It is a bit strange. I can understand because when I come here and it's daylight, it's like whoa. The sunlight coming through the window? Yeah, what is that?
As soon as it sort of gets dark, I suppose you want to be a bit promiscuous. Like it sort of does encourage a bit of
a little bit of sacrilegious action.
I think
here.
So. Thank you. You pulled that right out of my head.
Smashing the sacred.
That is the advantage to the 10 o'clock time slot. We get categorised as adult programming, so we can say what we like.
Joy.
Anyway, we're not getting naughty right now. We're talking about something quite serious. So the reason I asked Oslam and Kylie to come on the show is because they've been doing an amazing project over the last few years. So they're both very experienced in radio. Oslam on Joy 94.9, previously Sin, and Kylie on Koori Radio and in Sydney. But they've decided to use your radio skills for a new project called Hear Me Out. Can you tell us a little bit about the project?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it all started from the Women in Media project that you two were a part of, Steph, just recently, where we were mentored over the last few months to develop a project idea that we had. And so Hear Me Out is I suppose, a pilot awareness-raising campaign that we want to give a voice to women who live in fear of violence or are experiencing violence. So basically what we want to do is take the audience into the headspace of a woman who is in fear of or living intimate partner violence. And over the last few months we've researched this and we've found that a lot of the time women or people experiencing violence struggle with opening up to people and connecting with people. So the way in which this will work is we will be selecting four women from different walks of life to participate in this program where they will go along to a workshop, learn the power of radio, how to record their stories, and then go off in their own time and take us there into their headspace. Then they will come back and then choose two more women and they will pass the mic essentially. Those two women will then come back to the workshop, connect with women, seek counselling if they need any kind of assistance, but also learn a bit about radio. Their stories will be recorded and then it all start trickling back. So if you can sort of imagine a bit of a pyramid of stories, you know, evolving organically, this will sort of, I suppose, in four or five rounds, collect 50 or so stories. And we hope that this will branch out to different women in different walks of life. And we know that, you know, the statistics are staggering. You know, it's one in three women that are impacted by violence. There's a woman that is killed once a week here in Australia as a result of domestic violence. But another important point is there's violence within same-sex couples, emotional as well as physical violence, that is well under-researched. So our participants will also reflect that demographic. And we did have a workshop just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, so we had a workshop and we had three people that were part of a pilot program, and we went through the process with them, and we found that a lot of people, even though at the beginning they didn't really want to open up and tell their story, through the process of getting to know them and sharing a bit of food also helped. We all sort of shared our own personal stories, and we got a lot of great audio from that, and people learned sort of the art of storytelling. And it worked. Yeah, it was really successful.
And we all, you know, like we all sort of connected in different ways. There was, you know, we all sort of cried together and, you know, laughed together. And we're really thankful, actually. One of our participants is also a counsellor. So we really learned that that's a really important component to have in those sessions, because, you know, ultimately we don't want women to walk away without getting that support. So that was really good too. We had a Colombian refugee too in there, who's a very powerful woman, actually. She's done quite a bit in during her time here in Australia, and you know, she gave us some great feedback about making it accessible to people who have English as a second language. So again, we're talking about trying to reach a whole range of women, and yeah, so the CMTO project was brilliant, wasn't it, Steph, in that respect, where it enabled us to sort of dream and dream big and give this our ideas a go.
Yeah, it was a pretty great opportunity. So yeah, I did a different project, which I might talk about another time. But yeah, I'm interested to know, I guess, did things go the way that you planned? Were there any sort of happy, unexpected things that happened along the way?
Yeah, I think, you know, talking about bringing in different people into the dialogues, and because so much of the conversation is about women, but really, you know, men need to sort of own up to it and speak out, and, you know, hold their mates up if they're being sexist and so forth. So looking at ways that we can sort of reach out to them, and, like, you know, White Ribbon are doing this terrific campaign at the moment, which does focus on that. So yeah, that was a really interesting point that we'll look at sort of incorporating.
And I suppose the great thing that is happening is, especially with social media, that we are seeing a lot more people at least generating a conversation. I was actually really lucky, and I think for those who don't know, Kylie and I actually do the same course. Yeah. We do a master's in media and communications.
I've finished mine now.
Oh, you finished? Yeah, congratulations. I'm not. But we had a fellow student of ours who actually did an entire 360, who began as someone, and he self-described himself as probably a bit of a sexist. And in recent years, because of, like, the ability to be able to have all these stories out there, and that's, I think, the beautiful thing, is having all these different stories out there, did a complete 360 and said, and now I'm a feminist. And that's a beautiful, that's one of those beautiful stories, because I did remember originally listening to him and going, oh my God, he likes men's rights. Oh no. And we'll talk more about this later about with our resident femo Lisa Dibb, but
but I suppose a part of that is thinking, well, stopping for a second, going, that could be my mum, that could be my sister, that could be my work colleague going through this shit, basically. So, you know, being responsible even for his own behaviour of making sexist remarks by simply empathising.
And it's, I know it sounds very very simplistic, but looking at a sort of, I suppose, it's when we do have this objectivity of women, I think. But moving right along, because it is Joy's birthday, and I hate to do such a clumsy seg, but I do need to ask, because you've been involved with Joy recently as a presenter, and I just wanted to know your experience, especially having more women on air, more voices heard, especially. How has that been for you, especially in such a community organisation?
Oh, I've loved my experience at Joy. It's been...
Really? Oh, we've got to work harder.
Well, you know, I'm coming from a straight perspective. So, you know, I'm very much a part of the family here. And I've been here for over 100 shows. We recently celebrated 100 shows.
Oh, congratulations.
On Pixel Out with the Lost Dogs Home. And that's... I calculated it for the annual report. That's like 6,000 minutes of radio. And it's a terrific community engagement project for the Lost Dogs Home, for any not-for-profit, for any organisation to be a part of community radio. It's so important. I mean, we've had listeners text us from all over the world. It's bizarre, you know, because people want to talk about their pets. But in terms of women representation, yeah, I think it's absolutely important. And I was really privileged to be doing the Women's Day special about a few months ago. And that's where, you know, I came in touch with amazing women that are involved with Joy.
We do have to wrap up shortly, but Kylie, can you tell us what's next for your project?
Yes. Well, since we've just come back from the CBAA conference where we presented our project, we've started up a website, so you can check us out at hearmeoutproject.org. We have a mailing list if you want to contact us there. Our email address is on there, which is contact@hearmeoutproject.org. We're actually looking for some artists at the moment because we want to develop the idea of artists representing the stories as well that the women are telling. It's a nice way to have a bit of a separation there from the women. So if you're an artist and you'd like to get involved, or if you want to just be part of the project in any way, just go to the website hearmeoutproject.org.
We can post that as well.
Cool.
Thank you so much. Sorry, Oz?
We're just developing it at the moment.
We're at the beginning stages. So,
but our contact address is there. So yeah, do get in touch with us.
You're on Is Nothing Sacred here on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Hello, you are on Is Nothing Sacred here on Joy 94.9. The time is 16 minutes past 10. And we are being very, very joyful, for it is Joy's 21st birthday.
Woohoo!
I know, it is such a beautiful party. I am already I am so happy. I am glorious. Now, if you want to get involved in the birthday spirit, please text us on 0427-JOY-949. And for those who don't have phones that have like letters on them, which surprisingly is not many phones, Steph Amir. Not many phones. But anyway.
I'm going to be old soon. I'm turning 30 in 2 weeks. So after that, I won't be able to use a phone. What I'm planning.
Yeah, that is a plan, because you are now adult. It's 569 for that one then. I just want to send out a huge thank you as well to Oz and to Kylie, who were on earlier today. And now we have our resident FEMO, my beautiful, and she's got a necklace that says FEMO, so I'm allowed to say it, is the wonderful Lisa Dibb. Thank you so much for joining us.
Woo, Lisa!
Woo!
Yeah, she's the best!
You say resident FEMO like I live here.
Well,
like I'm just, that'd be good. I'd be like in the corner. People would come to me like an oracle.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Are you offering those services?
Like, yeah, yeah. I mean, it'd be good. I could set up I could be like Lucy and Peanuts. Like, you know, the doctor is in, the FEMO
is
in.
Yeah, with the FEMO is then in 5 cents. Oh, really?
For 5 cents. Come on.
Come on.
No. Trying to run a business here.
With inflation, it'll be a lot more by now.
I think it would be a lot more by now. But look, thank you so much for joining us tonight, Lisa. You were on recently where we discussed feminist horror.
Yeah, feminist horror movies.
It was great. It was so good. It was one of the best shows that we've done.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah, it was because you were there.
Pretty much.
With, of course, our wonderful sister, spelled C-I-S-T-E-R, show.
How do you get to be one of those? Can I be one?
Well, look, I'm Kurt's sister. That's why. Kurt Egan from Transpositions, Tuesdays at 9.
Can a person have multiple sisters?
I think they can.
Excellent.
I think they can. I think they can.
That doesn't happen.
No. Anyway, but it was... you were there recently with us, which was fantastic. And you've had quite a bit of work in community radio itself and broadcasting, correct, with that one? I mean, you've been out and about forever.
Oh, yeah, I get around.
in the best way possible. No shame. We are not slut shaming. We're all proud. Woohoo!
Oh, yeah, we're all sluts here. I had my start at Sin, which was like my radio birthplace, which was great. And after I did a comedy show, I took a friend and I, we had a show called The Femo Show. Of course. So it was, and that was so much fun. Like, the good thing about community radio is that two, you know, angry femos can have a whole show where they just, you know, plug in, rant, you know, check the troll messages, mm-hmm. which we got quite a bit, and then leave. And then people, for some reason, enjoy it.
They enjoy listening to it. Of course they do.
It's the same with Joy. Like, you know, there's people out there and they're just listening to us yammer on and they love it and we love it.
We love them. Well, I love them. I recently got a beautiful...
You listeners, we love you.
I recently got a beautiful beautiful message from someone who listens to us very early in the morning, just before they go to yoga.
Oh.
And it says they wait until... Because they, like, their yoga's at 6 a.m.
That's a very committed listener.
That is a very committed listener. And I just found out this and I was... this was just today and I just was... My heart just melted. It was absolutely beautiful. So it's wonderful that people have such commitment to shows, especially our little dog and pony show. This is I'm the dog and someone's the pony. And
what am I?
I don't know. What do you want to be? Maybe you're the owner.
Can I be a tiger?
Maybe you can be a tiger. Who's the lion and who's the bear? Definitely I'm not the bear. But it would just...
Shotgun being a turtle.
Yay! Turtles are awesome.
The bears have their own show, but there's no tiger show.
They do have their own show. The Woods, Wednesdays. Wednesdays? Hold on.
9 p.m.
Wednesday. No, Thursdays at 9. Ha! I knew I got the day wrong.
I think the important thing to realize here is that there are people doing yoga at 6 a.m. Who are you people?
We didn't get to finish the end of your story. Sorry, Patrick.
Doesn't matter. Look, the important thing is that, like, commitment, like people who do their yoga at 6 a.m. is what makes Joy a wonderful family, what makes community radio a wonderful family, and why it is so, so great to have people in. And we just got a message in, which is absolutely wonderful. It says here, hi to my gorgeous Joy friends. Oh, stop it, you. thank you for all those wonderful programs and the joy you bring, Scotty. Oh, thank you, Scotty. P.S. Hope Patrick has recovered from his kiwi fruit accident. Well, look, it wasn't a kiwi fruit
attack.
Oh, sorry. A kiwi fruit attack. It makes it sound like something in, like, one of those. It makes it sound like something from Tekken. Kiwi fruit attack.
That remark needs some clarification, I think.
Sorry. I had an injury from a passion fruit, actually. Not a kiwi fruit, but I can understand why you got a little bit confused. I was making a pavlova.
Oh, okay.
And New Zealanders hate me. But it's just...
What were you doing with the passion fruit?
He was slicing it.
I was slicing it. Yes, it's a euphemism, but I was slicing it.
Yeah,
yeah. You half imagine I can see, like,
haven't you seen my finger? No one can see my finger. This is radio. But anyway, what I want to know a little bit, Lisa, is what's coming up in your life. What's going on with our wonderful resident femo?
Oh, look, you know, I'm very busy and very important.
I know. You are always very busy and very important.
I'm always having meetings in cafes, taking minutes, you know.
Do you write things in a cafe on an Apple MacBook, which we're not endorsing, but it was
I don't have an Apple. I have a big clunky laptop, which is where I desperately try and get work done in cafes. But as previous listeners will know, I work a lot in comedy,
mm-hmm.
which can sometimes clash with my feminist ideals, sometimes, not all the time. So I'll be working on some stuff in Comedy Festival next year.
Well, we'll check that out and we'll bring you on beforehand so you can plug away and we'll laugh. Yeah, of course, definitely.
Yeah.
Because we love you and it's wonderful.
I'm just gonna stay here. I told you. I'm gonna...
Well, you're the resident. Yeah, like everyone else enjoy. We'll just sleep all here.
I'm gonna sit in the corner. I'm gonna have a little donation box. I'll be like the golem in the corner.
Is it only feminist-related questions we can ask you?
No, but it'll always be feminist-related advice. What can I do to get my dishes clean? Smash the patriarchy.
And maybe the dishes.
Thank you so much for joining us on air tonight, Lisa. Thank you so much.
No workers. Follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, we'll follow on Twitter. What's the Twitter handle?
@LisaDib1 with one B, please.
With one B.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Lisa. You are on Is Nothing Sacred. It is 23 minutes past 10 here on Joy 94.9.
find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Hello, it is 20 minutes past 10, 28 minutes past 10. You are on Joy 94.9. You are on Is Nothing Sacred. That was excellent timing talking about Goulburn Valley Pride because we're just about to talk to Georgina and Damien. This was an interview I did last week. So Georgina is a young person from Shepparton who is part of the diversity group, which is the LGBTI young people group up there. And Damien,
find time for this.
Well, you know, I
mean, it's lovely. It's wonderful. May I just point out that we all give our time so willingly, and Steph is amazing for that. So I just wonder how many hours you have a week. It's insane.
I don't sleep very much.
No,
she's that wonderful.
As an adult, you don't.
No, even when I was a baby, my mum said that she was concerned because I didn't sleep enough as a baby, and she asked the doctor what was wrong. Just like, my daughter just never wants to sleep. She always wants to do things and run around.
Well, anyway,
not to get distracted. So here we have my interview with Georgina from Shepparton. You are on Joy 94.9. Tonight on the show, we're talking to Georgina Port, who's a young person living in Shepparton. Hello, Georgina.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, thanks. So you're involved in the diversity group in Shepparton. Can you tell us a bit about the group?
So basically the diversity group here in Shep is for age groups 10 to 25-year-olds, and we meet up like about two times a month, usually on a Monday evening, and we just get together and hang out and cook together, have dinner, and then we have a bit of a chit-chat about like try to staying positive and doing all the positive things that we have going on in our lives while we have dinner. And then afterwards we usually have a speaker that comes along. So sometimes our speakers range from people that are like talking about sexual health to mental health to nutritionists. Just can be members of the community. And then usually after that we do an activity. So we try to break it up and have like an hour for each specific thing. But generally, like the group is just there as like a kind of like a social support network. So it's just designed so that somebody, like that's a young person living in Shepparton, can come to the group and, you know, they might not feel comfortable being the person that they feel like they are on the inside and the general community, and they can come to diversity and be whoever they want to be for those couple of hours away from, like, you know, their family and friends if they're not out to them or if they don't feel safe, like, doing, you know, the things that they would like to be doing in the general public. They can do that with us.
Cool. And how has it been helpful for you personally?
For me, like, I met Damien, who introduced me to the group. So he was, you know, a person that I just met in Shepparton when I moved here. And after I started going to a couple of the meetings, like, I realised just how much I needed something like that. Like, I thought that, honestly, I was fine. And then after going to them, I realised that there's so much, like, there's so much diversity out there. And there were so many things that I had wanted to learn and always thought that I, you know, knew most things. But, yeah, it was after a couple of meetings that I really realised, like, how important these kind of groups are for Shepparton. Not even, like, for people that, you know, need it, like, for mental health or, you know, for diversity. It's for anybody, really, who needs, like, friends outside of their, you know, their normal friend group. I think that it's really good because a lot of young people have, like, struggle when they're in high school, especially, and, like, when they're, you know, in their early teen years, about trying to figure out who they are as a person. And, you know, when you also come into the category of being, like, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, intersex, anything like that, you also have that issue of trying to figure something else out other than just figuring out who you are as an individual. So, yeah, it is helpful and it is really important.
So people, I guess, outside the group, do they tend to be supportive as well or not necessarily?
For me, I'd say, yeah, pretty supportive. But I guess it depends. Like, you know, I'm a pretty confident young person. So me personally, I haven't had to battle with too many things. I've had, a few interesting conversations with my parents along the way. But other than that, most of, you know, my journey's been pretty okay, I guess. Like, in comparison to when I think about other young people who might battle with self-harm or depression, anxiety, or any of those kind of things, like, my own personal journey has been great. But I think that it's also always been there that I've known where to go for help, which has always been the group. So I think if I didn't have that, then I probably wouldn't know where to go for help. But in general society here in Shep's, you know, it depends from day to day. Like, sometimes people are really supportive, and then other days they're not. I think we've come a long way, but we still have a few more steps to make.
Yeah, because I was wondering, because I guess I've got some gay friends who have grown up in like regional New South Wales and said that they had to move to Sydney to feel included. And I was wondering whether people in Shepparton, if people say, oh, I have to move to Melbourne, or no, I definitely want to stay here and this is where I belong.
Yeah, well, see, I didn't grow up in Shepparton. I moved here when I was 19. And it was basically like, you know, I wanted to move somewhere that was bigger than the town that I grew up in, which was really small. And, you know, I just picked Shep, and after, you know, living here for about 2 years, I met a heap of people, and I have a great friend base here. And, you know, everybody that I know that's within the community, or like, you know, straight, gay, lesbian, whoever they are, they're all really supportive of me, who I am as a person. And regardless of my sexuality, it comes down to, for me, who I am as a person. But then when you put your sexuality into it as well, I feel comfortable living here. I think Shepparton's great. We have so many good things here that people just don't realise, I think. So I would say no, that you don't have to, you know, necessarily move to Melbourne. And all of my friends have grown up in and around the Shepparton area, and some of them have, you know, gone away for a little bit, but they've always come back.
So it sounds like, yeah, moving from a smaller town to a bigger place like Shepparton was, I guess, easier than to meet like-minded people and get involved with the stuff that's going on and
of
thing?
Yeah. I just think, I don't know, like the reason that I left my hometown wasn't, you know, because I was a lesbian. It was for a whole heap of other reasons. It was just that it wasn't, you know, it was more personal than anything else. Like, I didn't really enjoy living there and growing up there, and there was a lot of things that, you know, happened to me when I was at school that I got bullied for, that was to do with other things than being, you know, identifying as a lesbian. So I guess that the reason I moved to Shep was because of that. And then I often thought about moving to Melbourne, but then after, you know, living here a couple of years, I think it takes you always a little while to settle into somewhere. But I would definitely, you know, not even think twice about moving anywhere now.
So if there's anyone who might be listening who is from like a country area somewhere in Australia and they are maybe gay or lesbian and they haven't told anyone and are a bit scared about telling anyone, do you have any advice for them?
Well, I always found that this advice was, you know, I Google things. So I would, you know, jump on the internet, and there's so many websites out there, and you can find, like, Way Out is our statewide group, and on their website they have a list of, like, all of the groups that are in, like, regional and rural areas. And, like, you know, Shepparton is basically the greatest Shepparton City Council, like, that's our greatest Shepparton, like, region, and that covers quite a far distance. But every little town seems to have, you know, some kind of little group going on, and they're listed. There's at least 20 of them across the state. And that's, you know, for Victoria. But I guess there's would have to be places like across, you know, Australia as well, that there would have to be groups somewhere. You just have to find them. And I think too, like, and if you know, you can't find them, then you probably just need to talk to someone. Like, you know, if you've got a headspace, or if you've got like a counsellor at school or somebody like that, you know, the first step is always to tell somebody that you think that you can trust, whether that is a person, you know, that works in that field, or if it is a friend, and then, you know, there's two minds there that can try to help you figure it out rather than just yourself. Because I think it's important to remember that, you know, nobody's going to judge you and that you're not alone. And so I think, you know, the first step is always to find somebody that you trust that you can talk to about it. And then, you know, I usually always find that's easy to figure it out with a friend or with somebody that I trust rather than figure it out by myself. Shep's pretty big, like in comparison to, you know, where I grew up, which is only about 2,500 people. But in comparison to Melbourne, it probably seems small. But I think, yeah, even around Shepparton, there's so many people that would come into Shep because they know about, like, diversity or, you know, our PFAG group or our Out in the Open Festival, our GB Pride. So it's pretty good here.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Joy 94.9. This is Nothing Sacred, and it is 19 minutes to 11, and it is the 21st birthday episode.
Woo!
Woohoo!
Really?
We did have a few songs that we haven't mentioned tonight. My choice was a bit of Motown, Jessica Malloy, though, who was mentioned earlier. I just love the Motown classic. I was actually listening. I was trying to find the Four Tops original version, but I couldn't. But
why couldn't you find
Jessica Malloy? Is awesome. So
well, fair point. You know what?
Anyway.
You know, Australiana.
Australia.
Australian true.
From a good movie, too.
It was a very good movie. The Sapphire was an amazing movie. Also, we did have a little bit earlier, we had The Kooks.
We did.
From My Heart. Yes.
It's very dramatic, Patrick.
It's very dramatic. Very dramatic indeed. And also,
we always have such diverse songs, don't we?
We do. We do.
It's good.
A little bit later, we got my song, and my song will take the cake over yours, too. So
and Steph,
is that a birthday-related pun? Take the cake.
Oh, yeah. I punned it up tonight. Yeah, finally, after last week's disaster.
Yeah, we can get punnier.
Yeah, we can get punnier.
We also had What I'm Trying to Say by The Stars, who I think are Canadian. They're cool. I think they're quite an underrated band. So
Stars? I think they're American.
Oh.
Are they the people who also did, what is that song? I cannot remember. It's
this from, isn't from good radio.
No, this is not good radio. It was from Kimono My House, that band.
We can sort it out shortly. In the meantime, we have the second part of the interview. So I chatted with Damien Stevens, yes, who runs the diversity group in Shepparton, talking about being LGBTI young and in a regional area. Tonight on the show, we have Damien Stevens, who is the community development worker for the Diversity Project in Shepparton. Hello, Damien.
Hello.
As part of your role, you run the diversity group in Shepparton. Why do you think this kind of group or social support is important for these young people?
Well, young people who live in the big cities these days, generally, you know, from what I'm told from them, struggling to find a place that they can go to, you know, be safe and have conversations around gender and sexuality. So for young people who are further isolated, if you like, by living in a rural or regional area, it's even harder again. Suicide rates, self-harm rates, you know, are 4 to 6 times higher for young people living in rural and regional areas. Should have given a trigger warning there, sorry. It's really tough living in the country, in the sticks, if you like, and being same-sex attracted or sex and gender diverse. So, it's really important to have these spaces for them.
And in general, is the community supportive in Shepparton, would you say, or not so much?
Well, the Diversity Project has been running here now in some form for 15 years, and the Diversity Group, which we're talking about, is just one part of the Diversity Project. So my role also is to go out to schools where young people hang out, to go out into the broader community, to speak to services that young people access. And so for 10 to 15 years, we've been challenging those homophobic, biphobic, transphobic attitudes, providing these, service providers that work with young people with real skills and resources to make it a better place for these young people to be able to access and to be more inclusive. But it's still really challenging. A lot of the bullying is still happening at schools, not only from their peers, but sometimes even teachers. And by bullying, I don't just mean, you know, overt bullying. When we talk about things that affect and hurt young people, whether that's discrimination or overt bullying, you know, words like that's so gay, language or, you know, classes and curriculum that isn't inclusive, all in some way can affect young people. And so it's about ensuring that in regional areas we're getting better and better at delivering inclusive practice as much as possible.
Have you seen some good success stories where situations have been turned around?
Absolutely. In Greater Shepparton, you know, we have been doing this work for quite a while, like I said, and through that work, I believe over the last couple of years, we've seen many of these schools joining the Safer Schools Coalition Victoria. So, there's well over 100 schools now across the state who are part of this coalition, and to have many of them based in or around an hour of within Shepparton really is sending a clear message to those living in these areas that schools are really committed to to tackling this, you know, this homophobia, biphobia, transphobia. They're really committed to providing, you know, well, when a young person's spending 5 days of their 7 day week, you know, and 7 to 8 hours of each of their days in a place that is meant to be conducive to helping them grow and develop and feel awesome about who they are, you know, and are at risk of being exposed to all that horrible stuff, you can imagine, you know, how tough that's going to be for a young person. So to know that Shepparton's, you know, trying to nip that in the bud is a really good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess one of the stereotypes that I've heard is that, I guess, young people in rural and regional areas have to move to the big city to feel included. How would you respond to that? Is that still happening, or are the young people in your group saying, no, I feel safe here and it's important for me to, you know, stay in my own community here?
We very regularly get positive feedback from young people that the work we're doing with them, the work that we're doing within their schools, absolutely is making a difference in their lives. So there's no question about that. And so therefore, more than ever, young people are not feeling like the only option is to move to Melbourne, especially when it comes to their identity. Most young people who grow up in the country think, you know, grass might be greener in the city and might make a trip to Melbourne here or there, you know, and want to see what the city's like, or move down there for education. But I would like to think and have seen that many young people are not thinking that I have to move to the big city if my sexuality and the rest of my identity are going to fit, you know, or rather, you know, it's not picking one or the other. You know, you can actually still live in the country and have a happy life and just have that one little element of you that, you know, is more than ever accepted in celebrated even in rural and regional areas now.
That's really good news. So if there's anyone who might be listening from around the Shepparton area, how can they get involved with the project?
Well, the Diversity Project does have its own website. It's diversityproject.org.au. So if you are a young person, that's the best place to connect. You know, Shepparton's come a long way in the last 10 years. We've got, you know, Out in the Open Festival now, just had our third year last weekend. What an awesome experience that was. We've got other community groups for parents and friends, a whole host of organisations and groups for everybody. And young people certainly more than ever can feel like they belong. You know, check out the diversity group on Facebook.
You are on It's Nothing Sacred here on Joy 94.9. There is 11 minutes to 11. Good job, Steph.
Good job. Why?
Oh, you're just an amazing person.
Like, and then the interview then.
Oh,
love Shep.
It is written on the running sheet, gang get all lovey-dovey. Sorry, I was going to read the briefing. I love you too, Pat.
Yeah. Well, look, you know what? We are getting lovey-dovey about Joy. Now, everyone has obviously heard the fact that Joy are pretty awesome. We give away lots of prizes and we are lovely people. So if you want to join us in getting all lovey-dovey by texting in 0427JOY949 or emailing onair@joy.org.au for the chance to win. You win things on this show.
Can I say this is the first time we've ever had a prize?
No.
Well, no, it's pretty rare.
It is pretty rare.
Yeah. You know what? It's really great because we have wonderful queer films. We've got Dallas Buyers Club. You know, it was big buzz with Dallas Buyers Club. We see Matthew McConaughey acting good. That was always wonderful. And then also we've got Around the Block, which I've not heard of this movie, but it sounds fantastic because already it's giving me everything that I want, which is breaking family, cultural cycles for a hopeful future, love, revenge and triumph. Oh, it sounds delicious. It sounds like gay Gatorade, melodrama. It looks, sounds great. Anyway.
So to win these excellent prizes,
please text in on 0427JOY949, email onair@joy.org.au or call us on 1300JOY949. Call Rob on the front desk.
Do it now.
I love Rob. He's out there being a champion, playing Tetris. Anyway, it's hey, it's all good. You know what? I just want to say a huge thank you as well to darling Sammy, who stayed back big to help us out. And also a big hello
to Emily.
Yay!
Emily's our new radio boss.
Yay! We have a radio boss and she's been helping out as well on the panel. So it's been absolutely wonderful. Goodness gracious me. I love being lovey-dovey. Do you like being lovey-dovey?
Well, I genuinely love Joy, so I don't even...
Yes.
It's pretty rad.
You genuinely love Joy, new member of the board. Member of the board. Oh, my God. It'd be funny if you were the chairman because then you're like Frank Sinatra. It would just be...
not the chairman at this stage. But yes, I am now a member of the board of directors at Joy. I believe I'm the youngest member. So I'm taking my role as the youngest member quite seriously. I've been told I'm representing the youth. So I wore Converse to the first board meeting. I thought that was a good start.
I think that that is a good start to representing the youth. When I represented the youth, everyone got very angry with me.
No anger. All love at
Joy. All love. All love at Joy. No, this was not a Joy. May I also say that... Sorry, James, I cut you off. You go right ahead.
No. I'm just glad that we're talking about Joy. It's not a love in between ourselves. I think people were getting confused.
Oh, I love myself.
Yeah, we do.
But
yeah.
It's the Joy 21st birthday. So the focus of the show is about what's good about Joy. And, I mean, I haven't even got to say what's good about Joy, which I think is that it's just really cool that we get to be in a place where we can be in the majority for a change, that we can be in a LGBTI space that's all supportive and ours, and then we can step outside and it might be different, but we know that here is a safe and inclusive and proud space to be.
Agreed. It's just so important as well to have to be able to have that space where we can have that tussle of ideas and creativity within the community. It's just fantastic to be able to express ourselves in this medium.
Also, no one has texted in yet, so there are still two movies up for grabs. So please now, within the next few minutes, email on air at joy.org.au or SMS us on 0427JOY949. If you do it right now, you'll get a free movie. People like
Dallas Buyers Club is the best film.
Best film.
Love it.
Haven't seen it.
May I just point out one thing? The reason why I love Joy, first off, that I can be told off that it isn't Stars, it was Sparks. First on, that was the band I was thinking of. Stars are from Montreal. But secondly, in the words of one of the greatest and most gayest things I have ever been into, which was A Chorus Line, the musical on Broadway.
It's pretty gay.
That is really gay, and I love punk music, and we're just about to hear something that might be gayer. But anyway, of A Chorus Line, and everything was beautiful at the ballet. It's not paradise, but it's home. And that is very true here. We are always at home, and even if things are stuffed up and studios aren't working, we still know that we are home.
We all pitch in, exactly. Help each other out.
Thank you so much, Steph and James, for being here and coping with me whilst I'm being a moron.
Well, we've been here more than a year now. We're more than a year old.
We're
growing into toddlerhood. We haven't got any messages yet. Quick, someone on air at joy.org.au. We've only got 1 minute left.
And you've got a little bit of messages before we have to announce the prize winner. So please, message in whilst there are messages on. You're on Is Nothing Sacred on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
I want a pink tutu. Can I have a pink tutu?
You can have whatever you want, Pat.
Yay! You are on Is Nothing Sacred. You're on Joy 94.9.
I can't believe you didn't know who Chris Amari's was. But anyway.
I can't believe nobody wants free movie tickets.
You know what? I
SMS 0427JOY949. Call 1300JOY949. Robert is really nice. He's on the front desk. He will give you free movie tickets. We have to go very, very shortly, but thank you so much to all of our many, many guests today. It's been a bit of a... It's been a very busy episode. So we had Oslam and Kylie talking about their excellent project working with women who've experienced family violence. We spoke to our resident femo, Lisa Dibb. I chatted with Georgina and Damien. I promised Sammy on the show before that even though this show sometimes has a bit of doom and gloom, that we wouldn't talk about anyone, you know, getting stung by killer jellyfish, like climate change destroying the universe, when we haven't.
Next week, we shall. So come back for doom and gloom and despair. You are honest.
Is that our new tagline? Is Nothing Sacred? Doom, gloom and despair on Joy 94.9.
Uplifting, empowering, Joy 94.9. Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you, everyone, next week. Thank you, Sammy. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, James.
Thanks, guys.
You have 4 minutes left to win movie tickets, 0427JOY949, on air at joy.org.au. Thanks very much and good night. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Sammy. Love you all.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
See you next week.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.